I dare you to say you've never done this. Somebody asks you to do something and you say yes, and you start to wonder, why did I just agree to that? Especially with the way women are raised in society, myself included, we tend to explain away or override those internal signals and cues. These are people who are very capable, strong, responsible. They do what's expected of them. Be a good citizen, pay your taxes, just basically pushing through things and being reliable. The body might ask us to take a pause, but we don't always pay attention to that because we haven't learned how to stop and notice those signs and signals. The mind is probably thinking about 10 things at once. The grocery list, kids are doing, what do your parents want? There's all this chatter that's going on in our mind. So we might just say, it's not a big deal. Acting a little bit like a chameleon. I noticed earlier in my life when I started holding back on what I would speak and I held back on my voice that I developed thyroid issues, all linked with not speaking my truth. It could be a coincidence, but I don't think so. But I'm not a doctor. So this is something I've been paying closer attention to in my daily life. Because once we start to realize the body's signals, the body's cues, and what our body really wants to do, you start to notice something else. Those patterns start to begin to show up in other areas of your life. It could be in your relationships. It could be in the decisions that you make. But usually we've already agreed to something before our mind is able to catch up with our body. In some of my past relationships, I didn't like what was said, or I didn't like maybe a boundary had been crossed. You can think of examples, I'm sure, for yourself. And this would be a situation where I would think, oh, I'll just let this go. It's so much easier than speaking up. I'll just let this roll off my back. And what I realized, I wasn't honoring what was going on inside of me. It's the habit over time that starts to override those natural signals. So again, these moments are really ordinary. Somebody asks you for a favor. Can I borrow your car? Can I borrow your favorite shirt? Can you come over and help me move? You know what I'm talking about. And then your mind kicks in and you think, oh, I should do this. And you say yes anyway. It could even be an uncomfortable conversation you're having with a coworker, a friend, or even a relative. The interesting thing is, when I actually pay attention, I can feel my stomach starting to tighten up a little bit. My chest might feel a little pressure, or I just get this sense of, ugh, I don't know. Oftentimes, especially as women, we are raised to get along, to be nice. We don't want to be the bad guy. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We're letting boundaries be crossed, and we're the ones doing it. We push our feelings to the side, and for some people, that might show up as chronic stress, stomach issues, just stuffing some of our emotions down. But once you start to notice the pattern and you start to pay attention to those little tiny signals, you begin to notice where it shows up in your everyday life. But all those little subtleties can add up that may contribute to feeling like we can never rest or relax, like we talked about in the previous video. Rest feels uncomfortable because we say all these things. And when we are constantly saying yes, even when we don't want to, that's just a little bit more of us and a little bit more of our time and a little bit more of our energy that's going out. And we're not feeling like we can take that time for ourselves because we're not used to saying, no thanks. And it really is that simple. Not that I'm always great at it. So how do we shift this? It really starts with awareness, really starting to pay attention, being present with what we truly want in our lives. Yes, there are certain responsibilities and obligations we're not going to be able to get away from. We have to go to a job. We take care of our kids. We take care of our families. But we also have to take care of ourselves first and honoring what's okay with us. That means taking time for downtime, taking time to be out in nature, whatever that means for you. As the old saying goes, cannot pour from an empty cup. How can we show up for others if we are constantly being depleted and ignoring the signals that our body, our nervous system is trying to bring to our attention? And when our mind starts to explain an action away or say it's not a big deal, really stop and question that. Question that thought process that's going through. Is that an automatic habit? Or do you truly feel okay with that? And here's the secret. It's okay to change your mind. Just because you used to be a certain way or just because you used to do certain things doesn't mean you can't change your mind. It's the same thing in life. When we're growing, when we're expanding, part of that is paying attention to those internal cues and giving ourselves just a moment and just reflect, wait, do I really want to do that? Do I really agree with that thought system? Am I really okay with what's been said? Or have a different reaction because that's what's going to be best for you. And what's great about that, it's easier to stay true to our personal boundaries. It's easier to stay calm. It's easier to stay balanced. Look, life has its ups and downs. It's never going to be a straight line, as much as I wish it would be sometimes. But that's part of this growth process. We are learning how to navigate this life. How we show up for ourselves is going to affect how we can show up in our day-to-day life. I love the expression, we teach people how to treat us. We're also great examples, whether we have kids or other people in our life, the way we approach our life, our boundaries, whether we speak up or we don't speak up, what's truly in alignment with you, because what's going on in the outside world, a lot of it we have no control over. It's always about how we choose to react to situations. And part of that is how we are reacting for ourselves. Are we okay with our boundaries being crossed? Are we okay with saying yes when we really mean no? Are we okay with ignoring our body signals? Or are we going to take a moment to pause and really listen? Because the more that we can get present and the more we're able to really discern what our body wants, it makes it easier for us to show up. And for those of us who have kids, regardless of the age, we can be a great example of how to live that authentic and aligned life. So I challenge you, for the next few days, just notice, where are you saying yes when you really mean no? Do you feel that your personal boundaries, that you're overriding them? And something inside quietly says, I'm not trying to fix anything here. You're just getting that awareness and paying attention to those internal cues that your body wants you to pay attention to. You're not trying to force a decision, but just really take a moment to pause. So I challenged you in the beginning to say you've never done this. Would love to hear in the comments what you think. Have you done this? Are you up for the challenge to just notice, take a pause, and see if you want to make a different decision? Would love to hear about that in the comments. Thanks for spending time with me today. If you like this content and feel guided to like the video, I'd really appreciate that. I'll see you next time.